Welcome to Goldilocks and the Three Beers. You're now entering the locker room. So let's koozie up and let's talk some hockey. Today we have AM Lumber out of Windsor, Ontario.
My name is Rob Peters, born and raised in Windsor, Ontario. Been playing hockey since about 18, self-taught goaltender and GM of our beer league team for the last decade.
So a short amount of time.
Yeah, a long time to be with those boys, I'll tell you that.
So today I am going with the old faithful Molson, just because I try to keep it local to where the team is. Obviously there's tons of other beers in Canada. It's just one of the ones that's easy to get. With that, what is your favorite beer? If you have a favorite beer?
Oh, tough call. Love me a good Guinness now and again, but, you know, I've been kind of dabbling around. And like I was saying, my buddy actually started brewing beer out of his garage. Professional kit.
Wow.
For Fat Lou Brew. So he's got a couple. Snail Trail. It's like a nice light lager. Really good ale. And I'd say I've been sipping on that for quite a while these days. He's got a couple others that are pretty good, but that's my favorite for sure.
That's pretty impressive that he has like the canning ability and the label making. So he's kind of a big deal then.
Yeah. Well, he wears the A on the team as well. So he's a little ambitious and started as a small project and he just got into it. So obviously being one of the boys, we're going to try and support him as best we can.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have a least favorite beer?
Ovi. And you know, it's so popular down here, especially with the guys, you know, it's a Bell River thing, kind of a small town outside of Windsor, and they love it. And it's just terrible, but you know, it's the team beer. They'll grab it after the dressing room or after the game in the dressing room or at the bar. And it's so bad, but you just gotta, you know, if everyone's drinking it, you go along with it. Right. So
it's, I mean, free beer is free beer, but that also comes with a point of like, depending on how much you actually want the free beer, like sometimes you can let it go.
Exactly. Yeah. There's been times where you do a hard pass on that, especially if you're going for a schooner or something like that, you kind of push it to the side, but I don't know. They love it. Oh, it's terrible.
And then what's your all time or like favorite after play beer?
After play beer, usually a Coors Light. Simply, you know, between the pipes, you sweat a lot. Usually I'm huffing and puffing because, you know, our team's been struggling the last couple of years. So something a little lighter is usually pretty good. But lately, they've been passing around Sleem and Clear. And not bad. Not bad for, you know, immediately after. Can't drink too many. Too watery. But right after the game, it's perfect.
That sounds delightful. And then do you have any local favorite breweries besides? Well, you can also talk about that too. That's fine.
Yeah, we've like Windsor, the Windsor Essex County area is blown up with beer. We've got, you know, good old Walkerville Brewery. You know, they make a really good couple beers there, stout and a lager that we really enjoy. We've got Frank's. You know, they came around, I'm probably off on my timing, maybe 5 years ago. They've got an awesome blonde that's just fantastic. You got the Grove out in Kingsville. Like, there's got to be, I don't know, I'm going to say a dozen local breweries, and you like to try and support them all. But I would say Sandwich Brewing. They still own a bar next door that we used to go to for trivia night after our games. And they opened up a brewery next door and they make a white Bronco. It's like a Rickard's white, but not sweet. It's like an IPA. It's delicious. By far, one of my favorites. Too heavy for after a game, but if you're relaxing, oh yeah.
That's for trivia, that sounds fantastic. Cause that sounds like a, like hang out and enjoy beer.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's perfect. Sip, smooth, relaxing. You can't chug it. Like it's a thicker, heavier wheat beer, but oh yeah, that's by far one of my favorites.
That's awesome. And then obviously I think you guys have one of the best names in the league. where did that name come from?
Yeah. So AM Lumber, hilariously, I'm going to say 2008, we joined a league and we originally called the East Infections. And yeah, the league was handing out jerseys and we had the black jerseys. And for some reason we rolled with that name. One of the guys threw it out there and, you know, not the most appropriate or well-received name. So we played the winter in the first time with that. And then we went to the summer. We thought, you know what, let's get our own jerseys. Let's figure something out. And one of the guys he's on the team now, he took a leave of absence, but his buddy drew up the logo, just drew up the beaver. And we went with AM Lumber. And I don't know why, it's just a guy threw it out again. And we've been rocking it ever since. And hilariously, including the guy that makes this this beer, it took him 5 years. He thought it was a legit lumber company. He didn't get the inside joke, right? AM Lumber. And nobody really understood. And a couple of times we played at some city owned rinks and they wouldn't put the name up. They just put lumber. So we've had to adjust the logo. They wouldn't, guy wouldn't paint the logo on my bucket for me, 'cause he said it was inappropriate and stuff like that. But you know, it's just one of those things. The guy's like, hey, great idea. We throw it on there. We get, you know, well-received. A lot of people like it. They love the logo. I actually have a jersey here, right? Absolutely love the logo. So we've just been going with it for probably since, you know, winter, summer 2008, and it just stuck.
I can't believe that somebody you're going to pay to paint your helmet wouldn't do it.
Yeah. It was a guy during COVID, right? When everything was shut down, I thought might as well. It's not like I'm using it. And I sent him the logo and he fired back. He was in Burlington or outside of Toronto. He's like, yeah, I can't do that. I have ethics and I'm moral. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, it's not even that bad if you look at it, right? It logs off to the side. He's smiling.
It looks like he's holding it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and he refused to do it. Absolutely refused. So I got a nice vinyl bucket. Now he did a vinyl wrap for me, but unfortunately the logo's not on there.
That seems so funny. I guess just because that seems more mellow than even Snail Trail to me.
Yeah. I know. We've got some pretty ferocious some teams in the league. Munching Beavers, Vagina Pats. Like, there's some pretty hardcore names out there. You know, so we thought, hey, we're middle ground, inside joke. First glance, you may not get it. But yeah, apparently some people are pretty offended. But hey, that's half the fun.
I just think it's funny that so many of your team was even like, oh, it's not, we're not sponsored by a lumber company or a lumber mill.
Yeah, we were talking about it. I forget why. I think the guy who runs the league was commenting on it. And we're like, yeah, man, Morningwood, you know, it's our second name. And his name's Sabby and he's wearing the A all the time. And he's like, Morningwood, holy shit. I thought it was, oh my God. And like everyone in the room is like, what are you talking about? You've been playing on this team for 5 years. You thought we were sponsored by a lumber company? Like, it's just ridiculous. You're like, man, what do you think? But you know, just sticks to the kind of team that we are.
I think it's, I mean, obviously on Instagram, the logo isn't huge, but I mean, I just thought it was such a fun logo. I mean, the beaver doesn't look vulgar and, you know, in all honesty, the log isn't on the stomach region where, you know.
Exactly. It's family friendly. You know, if you take a hard look at it, it starts to, you know, kind of divert away from that. But for the most part, it's family friendly.
But I think if you took anything, you could make it perverted sooner or later.
Oh, yeah. Especially in beer league, right? You know.
So what got you into hockey?
You know, playing street hockey growing up, we lived in a residential neighborhood and, you know, typical story of the older guys. There were guys that were 5-6 years older than me and they needed a goalie. And, you know, I don't even remember strapping on pads. I think they just threw me a net with whatever they had and they would fire the hockey ball at me. And then, you know, I was intimidated by the older kids, as most of us were back in, you know, the mid 90s, early 90s. And I just started getting better at it. And then my dad was a big baseball guy and a big football guy. He actually tried out for the Montreal Alouettes. So he was all for football and baseball. So he always said, well, if you want to play hockey, you got to pay for your own equipment. You know, being a goalie, being, you know, 13, 14 years old at the time, I wasn't able to get my own equipment until about 20. And I bought it off a high school buddy. He had upgraded, bought his gear. went out a couple pickups, and obviously first time on ice was just a disaster. I don't even remember how many goals I've let in that, but I don't know. I'm up for a challenge all the time. I like being the tendy. I love, you know, those games, those big saves. You keep the boys in it. And I've just been working at it since I was 20. And now I'm playing against, you know, junior B players, ex-junior B players. I sub in a league that has, you know, some ex-pros and stuff like that. So I don't know. I just, the challenge of it and the ability to carry a team, you know, make or break a game. It's just always, I've always loved that. Love that thrill. Love that moment. You know, whether it's a windmill or a pad stack or a simple block or save to keep your boys in it. I just love that challenge.
Yeah. I've not had the beauty or the glory of getting a donut or a shutout yet. Knock on wood, but there's just something about it that I just feel like doesn't matter if you let a goal in or not. It's just like, if you can make it to the end, like there's no greater feeling for me.
Exactly. Right. It's that, like, I think I've been playing in this league, the same league, since 2008, and I've got 14 shutouts. I only know that because OCD, I'm an engineer. I keep track of every single game going all the way back to 2008. And that's 14 out of 250 games, 260 games. And most of the time, you know, when you got the donut on the board, the boys start talking about it and chirping from the bench because they don't want you to get the shutout unless it's a 1-0, right? So it's just, I don't know. I just love it. We had a game. We're not doing so well this season. We went up a division. Things are tough. Boys are out of shape. And, you know, it was 3-2, a couple minutes left, and they cough up a breakaway to the best player on the other team. He came down, made a move, and I made a little Hasek-style pad stack and kicked it off and kicked the rebound out. And, you know, the bench goes crazy, and you end up winning the game 3-2 for a second win of the year. And you're thinking, man, like, played well all game, one big save, rallied the boys. They were pumped. I just love that. And, you know, it's when you're on the opposite end and the goal goes in and you lose the game, it's the same burden, you know, your shoulder, but I don't know. It's just something about the camaraderie and keeping the boys together. I just love playing. I love trying to get better. Even at my age, you know, most NHL goalies are on the downward spiral at 36, but, despite, you know, a couple groin pulls and MCL tears and stuff like that, it's, I don't know, I guess I spend more time with the Voltaren and the grip tape now around the arms and legs, but, I don't know. I just love it. Just had to keep pushing, trying to get better to support the boys.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like all of that, no back injuries. I feel like that seems to come into play.
No, I've been pretty lucky. You know, I've always been into fitness here and there. I did track and field, and I played football in high school. I've played a little softball, but I've tailored a lot of my workouts. Not that I work out all the time. You know, I got two kids, I got a full-time job and, you know, responsibilities. So you don't get the opportunity, but I've geared a lot of my workouts to goalie, right, to our position. So a lot of it is lower body, core, stuff like that. 2018, I tore my right groin through physiotherapy. I was almost done, and I tore my left groin. So that set me back. I was out about 8 months total. I've had, you know, patellar tendon strains, MCL strains. Actually, I have an MCL strain right now, but luckily nothing, you know, beyond the groin, nothing too serious, nothing in the back. Thank God.
Yeah, that's great. So what level do you guys play at? I know that everybody is different, but what do you guys call it?
We're in our league. There's 30 teams, 4 divisions, A, B, C, and D. We're in the C division. We used to be, you know, a B cusp A team, but as we get older, the other teams are getting younger, and we have guys on the team, you know, that are friends. They're not, you know, they didn't even play. Some of them didn't even play organized hockey, including me. Right. I was self-taught, but, you know, for our league, yeah, we're about a C division. So, you know, our captain played junior C, but he's in his 40s. We've got a couple guys that played university, again, you know, late 30s, like me. I think the youngest guy's 29, played AAA travel. So we're a good mix, but, you know, like I said, we've got a couple guys that didn't even play rec hockey. you know, we coupled for two seasons, we had a guy who was learning to skate. So you can imagine how that was with him, you know, playing forward and switching back to defense. So
yeah,
it's, I'd call it a C division for sure. Nothing ultra competitive, but thankfully the division's really tight, makes the games interesting.
I feel like when I first started as a goalie, obviously I just threw myself in. When I was playing against players that were so much better, it made me step up my game. So like I always try to, and it is so taxing to play against, you know, the players that are just brand new to the game because you spend so much time on your knees.
Oh yeah. Well, and they throw those twists at you, right? They come in on a break with their head down and you're thinking, is this guy going to run me over? You know, am I going to throw a hip out here with this kid not looking? Or they come in and take a shot and it's a flutter puck and they end up scoring and you're like, oh my God, that was the worst goal I've ever let in. Yeah. Meanwhile, you got a guy who played, you know, AHL 5 years ago and ripping him top shelf and you got no problem because you know where he's going to shoot and you know what he's going to do. So I find those guys that are on the lower round skill are harder to stop because you don't know what they're going to do because I don't think they know what they're going to do.
Most of the time they're just slapping at it. So
yeah, exactly. Right. Backhand. You don't know if he's going under the bar or you don't know if it's going 4 feet wide or it's going five hole. You have no clue where that's going.
It makes it hard to judge for sure. And most of the time, at least here, they're using brightly colored tape. So so you have full vision of what the puck's going to do, but like not really because you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, it throws you off. And it's the worst when you're playing pickup and somebody scores and your buddies are either on your team or the other team. And you're like, you know, you're not, you're riding that one for a while.
Yeah. Without a doubt. So do you guys have do you have a pro team that you like? Do you like the local?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I'm a diehard Habs fan. You know, sad to say for this year, but, you know, everybody goes through a rebuild. This one's a little unexpected. You know, good old Carey Price there being a goalie. I've got to actually have an autographed jersey here in the corner. And, you know, supporting him, what he's going through. But, you know, I love the Vegas Golden Knights, their expansion team. You know, I can't support the Wings, can't support the Leafs, can't do it. Too many buddies in the local area, you know, just the random shit talk and chirps that never stop. You just grow up as a Habs fan around here to hate those two teams because of the fans. So it is what it is. But, oh, yeah. Yeah, I think actually Montreal's playing Tampa right now, so they're probably getting rocked.
So I love to go into pun stuff. So the first question is, do you like to koozie?
Do I like to koozie?
Do you use a koozie on your beer?
not normally, but we have a buddy who started actually Greasy Sports. He created his own little team or own little company, and he makes koozies, and he makes grip tape and all that stuff. So he's got our logo on them. He's got our numbers on them, our name. And he made one for me that, you know, has my name on one side. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. I turned around and it was a piece of Swiss cheese on the back. So that's probably my favorite one. My name with the team logo. And then on the back is Swiss cheese. So I like to rock that one whenever I can.
The second one is one of my favorites. It's let's talk about head. Obviously it's funny, but do you like head on your beer?
I do. I think it adds flavor. Like I said, one of my favorites is a good Guinness. If you don't have that on the top there, what is it?
Yeah.
It's flat. It's tasteless. You know, you're going to get that carb burn later on. No. You need a good ample amount of head on the beer for sure.
And it also goes to show that your bartender didn't know what they were doing.
Exactly right. You start questioning their skills back there.
The second question is, normally I ask the players about their facial gear, but for goalies, do you wear a dangler or a collar or neither?
A collar. Collar for sure. I used to wear a dangler, and too many times, you know, like you'll get hit and it comes up and the dangler doesn't really do anything. I've took a couple, you know, in the jugular or even high shoulder collarbone. So I ended up going with a Maltese collar. best investment I've ever made. You don't even second guess it. Super tight, loose, however you want it. And I've taken a couple, you know, you tighten up and it still squeezes. And besides the initial shock, you're okay. Everything's cool.
I've gotten to the point of where I wear both just because I'm so little. I've taken so many to the collarbone. I've taken a couple where they've gone up and into my mask. So
into the mask.
Yeah.
Damn.
So for me, it's just like, as much as I can cover it, I'm going to.
No kidding. You don't want that in your head, right? When you're in the game, you want to be focused on the game. And it's for as much as they say, like, you know, goalies are crazy. You still got that fear sometimes once in a while, right? If it's a slap shot from in tight, you can't see it. Not only can you not make the save, but you're also going, okay, where's this going to hit me? I want a good rebound. I don't want to take it in the jugular, you know, so you try to get that vision, but yeah, you got to be comfortable in your gear so you can at least, you know, try to stop them.
The only downside is the collar makes it so much hotter. Like, I don't know what is going on, but like, I guess it's like a turtleneck, so it makes it that much hotter.
Yeah. The good old turtleneck, right? Thomas Vulcanic. Yeah. I found the same thing. It took me a while, but I don't know. After a while, I just kind of got used to it. But again, that's probably why I prefer like a Coors Light or Sleeman Clear after the game, because I'm just dying. But this is what it is.
Yeah. And then also to go along with talking about head, do you like with price and now with, you know, more goalies talking about not going to the Olympics just because of, you know, mental health issues, how do you feel about all of it? And are you seeing a therapist?
Yeah, I probably should be for a couple of things, but you know, it's a big thing. And Carey Price has always been a big supporter of, you know, mental health, Indigenous rights, helping people. He was helping that, you know, he's got a partnership with that young kid who unfortunately lost his mom. You know, Robin Leonard, same thing, very big outspoken voice, and not just for himself to stir the pot for the league. And I can imagine, you know, the pressure I put on myself as a beer leaguer to support my friends, right? I'm sure you do it to yourself. You're hard on yourself. You want to play the best you can just for the boys. Can you imagine Carey Price carrying the Montreal Canadiens for a decade, not going anywhere, getting close, getting to the Stanley Cup final and getting blown out by, you know, the salary cap circumventing Lightning? But that pressure that must be on, no matter how hard you work, you know, you're carrying an entire franchise. Same for Robin Leonard, right? Where he's been, what he's been through with his disorder and coming out and battling that. You know, I think these players put a lot of mental stress on themselves because we look at it, oh, it's a job, you make millions of dollars. Sure they do, but the pressures they put themselves under, what they've been through to get there, I think that definitely takes a toll. And I think it does to skaters as well. Maybe, you know, I'm obviously biased, maybe not as much. You know, it's not like a skater, unless you're Dreisaitl or McDavid or Ovi or Crosby, can carry a team. But, you know, how many Stanley Cups have been won on the back of a attendee? Right. So I can just imagine what these guys are going through. You know, Leonard's not having a great season this year. Obviously something's bugging him. It's not physical, it's mental for sure. So I'm full support of that. You know, even on our beer league team, we've had a couple guys, you know, go through some stuff. A lot of people have been through a lot of crap the last 2 years with COVID, and, you know, in Ontario here, they shut down our league for a year, couldn't play. So, you know, we've been supportive of the boys and helping them through and minor things like that. But yeah, 100%. You gotta, you know, a lot of guys say, suck it up, get through it, the old mentality. But nowadays, I think it helps to talk about it and at least, you know, get it out there, because you can't be afraid of it. You know, if you're going to take, you know, 100 mile an hour slap shots in the NHL, carrying an entire historic franchise on your back, that's got to have a burden on you for sure.
I just feel like even being in a beer league, it is such an isolating position, you know, because like everybody else, they get stoppage, they get beer time, you know, they get bench time together. But like, we're stuck out there by ourselves thinking about the last goal we let in or where we made a mistake. And then you go in the locker room and they're getting the same amount of time of beating themselves up and probably hearing about how they can do better, you know.
Yeah,
but I just feel like that's one of the things that we don't talk about, is like, with all of that and then COVID on top of it, I just feel like we're going to be hearing a lot more stories just because it's like we're finally being able to express how isolated and whatever may be going on in our brains finally. So yeah, I think it's cool that it's being talked about. And I think that Price did it in such a beautiful way that it wasn't demasculizing or whatever the word you want to use.
Yeah, it's tough, right? Because there's that, for sure, there's that stipulation. Even, you know, like in beer league, we're in a C division, you know, average age 34-year-old team. And, you know, the stress on guys, you know, to perform for their friends, I think is a lot of pressure because you don't want to be the guy letting down your buddies consistently, right? If you're hungover one day or you had a couple too many pops before the game, it happens. But you don't want to be the consistent guy, especially as the tender, right? Like I said, my team's struggling. We can't score goals. That's our problem. As long as I can keep us in it. Now they may, if they were on the cast right now, they'd probably tell you different that, you know, it's always the tendies' fault, but,
totally,
you know, especially with, like you said, everything that's been going on, you know, work that people deal with or family stuff, you get out on the ice with the boys and you're able to play and you just kind of push that all to the side. It's a break from everything, but yeah, it can definitely add some stress to your game. Self-induced, of course, but it's part of not wanting to let your friends down.
That's one of the hardest things about being a goalie is like, you know, like tons of people can't show up, you know, like you can have a whole team of people that don't show up for a game, but if you don't show up, like, you know, you're like, oh, it's too late, I can't go. Like you're letting the whole team down. Cause then like they either have to play with or without you or find somebody, you know. Normally here, I'm responsible to find my own sub, but like, I never like to do it. Like,
yeah,
I'll make sure that I can play the whole season. If, you know, if I'm going to commit, then I'm going to commit.
Yeah. It's rough over here too. Like, especially I run the team. So, you know, I got good guys that'll help me out, but you know, I was contemplating not playing Sunday because I actually made it was 2-on-1, made a split save. I can't do the splits. So when I say I made a split save, it was unintentional. Leg got caught on the post, popped the MCL a little bit. And then I thought was the groin. It was actually the hammy on the back. And I'm feeling okay, but I thought, you know what, maybe I should take the week off. That happened Saturday. We don't play again until Friday. And then I got called to play in the Wednesday league, which is, you know, I think it's 30 and over, but they're all guys that played, like they played Europe. They played AHL, Junior A. Like these are some hard ass guys. Yeah. And great hockey all around. And I text the guy and I'm like, man, I'm sorry. Like you said, I love it, right? You play against guys like that, you step your game up, you're in it. And I was like, you know what? Last thing I need is to just rip my leg off playing, trying to play well for you guys. So you hate it. You text them, hey, can't make it. Injured myself. I'll get back to you. Thankfully, they were supportive and found another tendy. But now you're like, okay, is he going to call me next time? I'm injured. I let him down, you know, but you got to weigh the options. You definitely don't want to let him down. And like you said, we've played games with six guys. As long as the tendy's there, hey, we'll figure it out. If there's no tendy and you got 15 guys, what the hell are they going to do? It's a hell of a position, right? I don't know. They call us crazy. And I think they're right half the time.
I mean, to take that much punishment, like you said, I've been on one team so far that actually had like a goal scorer. So like the rest of it was like just me and defense hanging out, hoping for the best.
Yeah. It's like that all the time. We're, we actually entered a tournament, our first tournament ever with the boys. And everyone was at my house because I live in the county and we're ready to hit up the highway. It was March 20th, 2020. That day is when the world shut down. Ontario shut down, they canceled everything. So we never got to go. It was literally, we just ended up drinking in my garage. Everybody's kind of bummed. So we just signed up to go again in March, March 11th to the 13th. We're going up to Niagara Falls, a couple of teams from Buffalo and the rest of New York. And now the guys are like, wow, you know, we want to go, first tournament ever, but man, we kind of suck this year. You know, we're not scoring goals. We're having a lot of trouble. Should we go? And, you know, it's the same thing. We don't have any goal scorers anymore. We're getting older. And, you know, 2 years ago, we were kind of playing better. So now there's that hesitation. But I don't know. Just bring a couple more beers and live it up, right?
I mean, tournaments are fun in that aspect that most the teams are getting drunk anyway. So really, evens it out sooner or later.
Yeah, you're hoping there's some kind of playing field there. Yeah.
it just brings it down to a level. On that note, what is your favorite chirp?
Oh, bit of an inside joke. I got two. Obviously, language isn't an issue on the podcast.
No.
Okay. So the first one is super simple. Just get better. It was an inside joke. We were playing against another team. They were way better than us. And it ended up being my buddy's in-law was on the team. And he was playing harder. He's coming in the net. He was cup checking me and pushing my buddy around. And we're laughing about it because they're crushing us. And I made a nice save, big windmill save, pulled it in. And, my D turned to me and he's like, oh, thank God, you finally made one. And he turned around and the guy who shot it was the in-law. And he turned around and he's like, you know what? Just get better. You guys wouldn't have this problem. And the refs started laughing and we're like, wow, that's just such a basic but deep chirp. That's just hard. So we've been throwing that around for a while, especially, if you go in the face off and it's in your zone, you can see the boys are a little frustrated. You just throw it out there and all of a sudden there's smiles everywhere, right? Everybody knows the inside joke. And the other one adding to that, we actually had before COVID, one of the refs essentially assaulted one of our players. There was a scrum between the two teams and the ref had a history with our player. So he kind of went down on the ice in between the two players and then ended up keeping his elbow on our buddy's neck. And he just wouldn't get off. We were threatening to push him off, but you touch the ref.
Yeah.
Who knows how that's going to go. So it eventually de-escalated and being the GM of the team, I was yelling at the ref, what are you doing? This is beyond hockey. Well, he kept just repeating, fuck you, Peters. Every time, just fuck you, Peters. It was just nonstop. So he had skated to the bench. It was the end of the game and my players are on the bench and I'm not even talking anymore. He's fuck you, Peters. So I got a t-shirt made. It says, fuck you, Peters. And that's the chirp, right? If I make a save or I let a goal in, you just hear, fuck you, Peters. Just from the bench or, even if we've had guys in the stands yell it out. And you could throw it back at the forwards and they love it too. So it's just that hey man, we've seen some fucking crazy shit.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Peters. Just get her done. So between those two chirps, I'd say those are the two most common we've got. And the fact that they're inside jokes, you yell it out and the other teams are like, what the fuck are these guys talking about?
Yeah.
They're chirping their own goal. I don't get it. I'm laughing, So it's kind of nice to have that edge over a couple other teams, but they're just getting better. Especially when you're playing against the 18 or 19 year olds, you throw that out and they're like, whoa, fuck you. And you're like, yeah, just get better, bro. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. But we actually had one guy, he used the just get better early in the season against a young kid. And he's like, go pay your fucking mortgage. That was his response. Go pay your mortgage. So then our guy was like, what? You're chirping me? What? Great response, man. You get better. I'll go pay my mortgage. Great fucking talk. It just throws people off.
So if anything, that just makes it sound like you guys are getting paid to play.
Yeah. It didn't make any fucking sense at all. It was just completely out there, but it throws people off because you're like, dude, just get better. And you skate away and they're like, and they don't know what to say. It goes at the tournament.
I feel like those are the best chirps though, are the positive ones. Cause you really can't come up with a comeback because you're expecting somebody to say something rude or jerkwad get something like that. And you're like, oh, I don't have a rebuttal.
Yeah. I got nothing to say to that. Okay. Yeah. If we're chirping the other team, we'll throw that out. But usually on my team, especially this season, it's just a big old fuck you, Peters, constantly. So yeah. And then, very kid friendly.
I mean, there's been worse.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
Just with your team names.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
And then my favorite one, obviously, since we're goalies, is pillow talk. So have you tried other pillows? Have you only stuck with one? I know that you obviously got hand-me-downs like I did. So
Yeah.
Where have you landed?
Those first ones were like a Heaton, Brian's Heaton, you know, the big old 50-pound leather pads. Oh, nice. nightmares, those things. And then I had another hand-me-down of Brian air packs, the old, again, same fucking heavy beasts. And I think
but a little first, lighter.
not much. Like, man, you're compared to where it is now.
I call
like
them air for a reason.
Yeah, because you're breathing it in and out so much carrying those damn things. I think the first set I bought was Reebok RBK when they were with Lefave. And the reason I bought them, I've got, you know, like most goalies, knee issues, and they had this knee cradle, super padded, super comfortable, and they had them stock team colors. I'm a Habs fan. Most of the guys are Wings or Toronto fans, so we decided on Buffalo colors as a neutral. So they had that. I rocked those for a while, but they were the mid-grade, and they eventually started breaking down pretty quickly. Had a couple squeakers go under, you know, the seal, which you're like, fuck, I struggle enough to stop it, let alone my equipment lets it go through. So about just before COVID, actually right before I tore my groin, I ordered a custom set of Brian's, you know, convinced the bank account that this is the last set I'm going to buy. We're going to go pro full set, not going to have to worry about it. And Brian's is actually a local company. They're out in the county in Kingsville.
Yeah.
So I went to a local Pro Hockey Life and customized it, I don't know, 50, 60 times before I finally decided on something and put them together. And I will tell you, I love it. I've got the genetic force, the pads, amazing. I love that they're not the Sub-Zero with the, you know, full butterfly. I am a butterfly tendy, but, you know, a little bit old school, throwing a couple pad stacks, couple Dominic Cassics here and there. And they're so light, you know, it's three Velcro straps to put on. The glove, it's like, I would carry it around. Like when I first got it, I would bring it in the house and just like have it on my lap and be like, oh my God, it's amazing. I got a pro palm and the stock was like full closure. No problem. Tip fingertips.
Did you have to like break it in?
No, like nothing. It came ready to go. And I actually went and I was able to pick it up at Pro Hockey Life, try everything on there. And then Brian's actually sent me an email and said, hey, we heard you're, you know, through Pro Hockey Life, you're local. Hope you like it. Let us know if you need anything. But it's my favorite set by far. I mean, a blocker is a blocker, you know, but, between the pillows, how easy they are, how light they are. And, the glove, like, oh, double V pocket, you know, in the T, and oh, it's gorgeous. They did the custom skate lace for me, The mash palm. And it's got that, which is kind of weird that, the wire, like they have on running shoes where you click and turn. Yeah, so that's a little strange, but now I love it. Like mid-game, you just pop it up and your glove comes off and push it on with the blocker on. It's the best gear I've ever had by far.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I will never, like, there's guys going out getting the new Bauer that are, you know, solid face or copying price with CCM. And now I'm seeing a lot of True coming out, but I won't go anywhere. It's not even worth trying. Getting different gear is not going to make me any better.
Yeah.
Our, you know, and Brian's is reliable, super comfortable, great customer service. Hell yeah, I'll rock that shit until I can't skate anymore.
And do you have a preference of helmet?
I was rocking a sport mask for a while. You know, not custom, but good quality. Took a couple dingers and it actually eventually dented the temple area. So now I'm going with a Bauer, I think it's a 950X, 960X. I've been using that for about 2 years. That's the one I got the vinyl wrap on. Love it. Long chin, you know, helps with the collar, kind of blocks everything, seals in nice to my armor. Only issue I had was the cage dented. It actually dented in and almost touched my eye.
Whoa.
So I ended up going with a stronger cat eye. It's the only one I could find, you know, through COVID.
Yeah.
Can't find anything anymore. So, but I love the Bauer. Super comfortable. It's 2 years old. You know, I wash it out once a year, spray it down, clean the chin cup out, but it's awesome. I've had ear hole ringing, you know, maybe 3-4 seconds solid, ready to go.
That's awesome. Well, thank you. That's awesome. I love talking about pads, obviously. I do have one though. Do you normally like my chest? I have a Warrior chest protector, chesty, if you will. Do you believe in the thicker or do you wear it a little thinner?
I used to wear, I was a Bauer, big, thick blocking style. And, you know, I think a lot of it was when I was starting, you're more afraid of the puck when you're not used to it. And I wanted all the padding. Like, I don't want to feel anything. I don't want to hesitate. But, you know, I couldn't move my arms more than this. So then you're like trying to scramble and you feel like a barrel. So a couple of years ago, I switched over to Passau, P-A-S-S-A-U. They're out of Quebec. And they were just starting. Now they have, they make their own goalie pillows and everything. But it's super light, super thin. I can hug, you know, all the way around. It's all Velcro, so I can adjust every pad. It's light though. Like I've got a couple, I don't know if I still got them, but just from 2 weeks ago or so. Yeah. There's one down here. You feel it. Like, I don't mind, you know, it's like, I made that save. If you get hurt and then it goes in, then it's even more disappointing. But
yeah,
I like the flexibility, even if it's got the pain there, I like having the agility because I'm more of a Hasek style goalie these days, you know, so I'll stack the pads and I'm going to roll and twist. And I've made a couple, you know, reach behind the back saves with the paddle, and in the old chesty, my arm wouldn't move. So I definitely have a solid preference for the thinner. Take the pain, make the big save.
Yeah. Just to be able to move a little better. I totally understand. The last part, I like to get, let you plug your team a little, maybe let us know where we can follow you, or if you guys have a Twitter, YouTube, I don't know how far you guys go.
Yeah, we've just got, we've got an Instagram account at AM Lumber. You know, between myself and my buddy, Paul, he's been with the team for, you know, almost a decade now. I call him the social media manager. He's got a lot more dedication to it than I do, but, you know, we don't try to pick on other teams. We try to throw chirps to each other. You know, we have our MVP of the game. We'll chirp some of the long rivalries. Like we just played against a team on Saturday and they played us drastically. It was just disgusting for us, but you know, they chirped us back and forth. So, Instagram's a big one for us. We used to have, you know, a bit of a website and stuff, but you know, you get to the age and you stop winning games, you're like, it's more about the quick posts and the beers. So that's all we're going for right now.
Do you guys give out an MVP for every game, even if you lose?
Yeah. Every game. We used to call it MVB, most valuable beer leaguer. And we had a deal with Post Game Brew when they were just coming out with their beer, and we would give that out every game. And, you know, it was a consensus. Usually it was me or, you know, the captain or one of the A's that would pick just, you know, who gave a solid effort, who had a good play. I've won it a couple times, you know, that always feels good when you pull it through for the boys. But if you check our Instagram, most of the picks are shirtless of the boys. So yeah, Try not to judge us too hard. But, you know, we got a couple guys that are pretty good out there, but the most of us are rocking the dad bod. So usually it's in the locker room. We throw the Big Mike and the boys sticker and medal. You know, they get to keep that for the day. They get the free beer. And then if they come out, usually we'll, you know, I'll buy them a shot or something like that. But yeah, it's the camaraderie, right? We used to have a pink jersey. The worst play of the game, you'd have to wear a pink jersey. That lasts about 3 weeks. And guys were afraid to make mistakes. So we just kind of changed that all up. But
or just stop bringing it.
Yeah. It got a little interesting, a little heated a couple of times when you're picking the worst player of the game. A little too far. But yeah, I think it's just part of the culture, right? We just rip on each other and, hey man, like, you know, you played a great game. You stood on your head. Like I think the guy that won it this week, Cole, guy will block shots without hesitation, even if we're down 6-0, just a dedicated soul. And he had a hell of a game, even though we lost 3-1. So, you know, we walked in the room, Paul looked at me and he's like, no, it's going to Cole instantly. Oh. So toss him a beer, give him the medal, post the picture. And that's that.
That sounds like a glorious after game.
Yeah. It's led to some interesting comments and a few quirky showers. That's for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Rob. I do appreciate all of your time and letting me pick your brain a little.
Of course, no, pleasure is all mine. Thanks for having me on.
Again, follow the AM Lumber on social media. It's a good follow and it's a good logo, so definitely do it.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for hanging out with us in the locker room. Cheers, and we'll see you at the next game.